You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Expeditionary operations. So, good morning. After a relaxing weekend, working and sleeping, we return. So, thank you for bearing with us last week as we went out and Mike and I did a little bit of the Lord's work, so which is always cool. If you listen to the little things we were able to do, and the reason we weren't able to do it is because they started the program at 8 in the morning. So we get there at 7, and I wasn't going to get up at 4 because you don't get to bed till late. And so overcome by event, so... Anywho, good morning to you, and yeah, welcome back to me, to All Marine Radio. So, awesome week though, as they always are. It's I'll tell you what. I mean, you talk about something that gets addicting to do. Post-traumatic winning. It's the power of it, and it gets better as we go along and we refine what we say and do. So it's cool. It's cool. And, but I'll tell you what never gets old. What never gets old is telling people, the truth, telling them that they have a choice, and then showing them at least a way that you can start to deal with this. And then hopefully they begin to figure it out from there. But it is, it's amazing. It's amazing the power of the truth, the power of talking about it. And I will tell you, it does not get old ever. Does not get old ever. So, but always nice to be home. And so flew home. I got home late Friday night. I landed about 9:30. But for me is, you know, a cool weekend. Mike too, we have so many friends in Quantico. So, you know, we were up at 8 tonight crawling around. We had to talk about that. We were crawling around, Eighth and I, with their CO, a colonel that's a friend of Mike's, a battle buddy of Mike's. I don't know if they're battle buddies. They served together, but they're good friends. And his name is Colonel Don Tomish, and he's just a good guy. He's a baseball guy too, which was cool. And so we're bombing around 8th and I, and he's taking us to all these cool places, and just showing us all the real estate he owns, and is not really owned, but he's responsible for, which is a lot. And also, you know, what's amazing, if you haven't been to D.C. in a while, if you look at the way they're redeveloping the city, it's amazing, honestly. And that stuff's going on all over the country. They're doing it in downtown Los Angeles. That, you know, in 20 years, downtown Los Angeles will be completely redone. And it's just building by building, block by block, and the gentrification of these urban areas. And D.C. is no different. The area around the barracks used to be horrible. And while now it's a mix, and, you know, it continues to go as that part of the city goes, you know, towards the south part of D.C., which used to be just absolutely crazy, you know, you have the Nationals ballpark going in down there, and you see nothing but cranes, high-rise cranes, and construction as a block by block they redevelop it. So that was kind of interesting, too. But we'll talk when Mike comes on. We'll talk about that little tour and roaming around the barracks at 8th and I with their CO. So it was cool. And so we had friends. I have family, right? Both my sons live back there. My daughter-in-law, my grandson, and then my nephews at the basic school. And just found out over the weekend that another nephew of mine is going to go to OCS in May, and at the end of May. And so so it was busy. It was busy, to say the least, week. But the work we do and the things we talk about, and I think the truth we try to tell people about this is an elixir like no other. People say, you know, do you get tired of it? And these things are long. You know, you do it twice a day, and they're about 3 hours apiece, and the answer is no. At the end of the week, you're a bit worn out because of, you know, the people that come talk to you, a lot of times they're coming and talking to you about an issue for the first time in their lives with somebody else. And so they merit your undivided attention. And, you know, to stand there and talk to them and to help them. And we do. So, cool. So it's cool. And then, and then today's show, what you're going to hear, is kind of a dovetail off of something that happened on Friday. So on Wednesday, the commanding officer and some of the instructors from the Expeditionary Warfighting School came to see it. And I think with an eye of, does this apply to our students? Because we've heard good things about it from good people, right? And if these people are saying that, then probably ought to go check it out. So they did, much to their credit, I would tell you. And then they came down to the stage after it was done and said, hey, the email. Hey, Mac, welcome back. On a day off for myself, I look forward to your program today. Vacaville man. Yeah. So, well, thank you. It's good to be back. So they came down to the stage. One of the instructors is my oldest son's old company commander, who my oldest son says only great things about. And named Lonnie Wilson. So they come down and introduce themselves and say, would you be able to do this for us on Friday? Answer is, well, we don't pay the bills, but if the people that pay the bills say, yeah, that they'll delay our flights and pay for the changes and all that kind of stuff, then of course we'll do it. So we did it. So in the middle of that, a captain comes up during a break, and I'd been talking about wellness practices and the one I use, and I didn't choose it, right? It just lends itself to post-traumatic winning because it's expeditionary. It goes everywhere. So, and one of the things I say when I talk about wellness practices is, look, as a Marine, what we have to teach is, you know, you got to be able to take it with you. So if, like, your dog and your horse and stuff like that, are the way you cope with stress. What do you do when you're out in the field? You got to have a tool that goes with you. So, for lack of anything else, there is meditation. So anyway, this captain walks up and introduces himself. His name is Chris Drake. He's written a paper. He came up and he introduced himself and he says, "Sir, I've written a paper on meditation and how it can help win battles." And I said, "Will you send it to me?" And he said, "Absolutely." So he sent it to me, and so you'll hear from Captain Drake today. So you'll hear from him. And we did the interview last night. I'll tell you what, one of the cool things about it, and this always seems to happen on All Marine Radio, but you bring somebody on for something, but they're also involved in something else. So what you'll hear in the course of the interview is Chris explaining cyber operations, because get this, right? You want to have everybody spill their drink at a party? Here's what Chris does for a living. He's a comm guy, okay? Wah, wah, wah. But got involved in cyber operations. Oh, well, that's cool. And going to be involved in space command. So he's going to be involved in cyber space operations. Wah! Exactly. All the dorks just fell out of the car driving to work with that one. I do cyberspace operations. That's right. Do you want to know your credit card numbers and your balances, bro? that just comes up as we discuss his life. I was like, what? But actually, something really interesting. I've mused on the program before about cyber operations. Like, how does it work? Right? Because you can't have, like, your little cyber crew at a battalion, like, all right, when we conduct this operation, we're going to shut down the internet, and we're going to shut down the cell network in the region, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that has to be orchestrated at a much, much higher level. So how does it work? Who writes a script in all of this? Who approves it? How does it, you know, where do people go? What happens? So you're going to hear him explain that, which I was very pleased with, by the way. Yeah, because it was. I've been wondering about that, and we've mused about it, but I'm going to have anybody come on and talk about it. So Chris does that. So you'll hear that, and then we'll talk about meditation and why he wrote the paper and what he thinks and stuff like that. So pretty cool. And then the gunner, the cabinet man himself. I have to tell you this. The gunner, like, he pulled a Rain Man on me last week at one point. He pulled a comment out of something we did in Camp Lejeune, something Josh Goldberg said. Yeah. In the middle of him talking, and Gunner, and we're going to talk about his brain injury. Because I'll tell you what, I've spent now a lot of time doing this with Mike. And I will tell you this. I mean, he and I give each other a hard time. But I will tell you what I've come to admire about him. I had no idea, and I'm a good friend of his. I had no idea how substantial his brain injury is and how his brain injury is and how it affects his life on a daily basis. You know, you hear people say it and they can't remember and blah, blah, blah. But until you spend time with him and you watch him, right? And you see what they deal with. I didn't really understand it. Right? I didn't really understand it. And I come from that world. Right? I come from that world. And so, here's the funny part of it. And then I'll pick up the story with him later. But so, he's doing this thing on Friday. So, the sequence is I talk, he talks, and then I finish. So, Mike's doing his thing. And all of a sudden, he bombs out this statement, which was totally perfect for what he was talking about, but neither one of us had heard it. we hadn't said it. We hadn't been around it in almost 3 months, or what, 2 months since January, February, March. Yeah, almost three, because almost been getting into April. But anyway, let's just say 2.5 months we haven't even heard it, because Josh used it. And all of a sudden, Rain Man, in mid-sentence, he bombs it out. And I'm sitting over on the side, and I just like, where in the hell does that come from? And so we were talking about it as we were going to lunch. We were having lunch with my oldest son, John, in Q-Town, in downtown Quantico. So, yeah, like right out of the 50s, man. It's not, I kid you not. Anyway, so we're talking, and we're walking, and I said, dude, you totally went Rain Man. And he said, what are you talking about? I said, you said something, but I couldn't remember what he said. I couldn't remember what he said, because it had been like two hours already. And he couldn't remember what he said anyway. And then 45 minutes later, one of us remembered. Bro, it was this. And what he said was this. Mike talks about discipline and you know, like, you have all these chaotic forces that push into your life. Well, what's a force that pushes the other way? And do Marines see it like that? And the answer is they tend not to. But do you see discipline as a good force in your life? Or do you see it as something that's not? That's a pain in the ass and chicken shit and all the rest of it. And so he's talking about trauma, right? Trauma in people's lives and the need for discipline. And he said, in terms of trauma, there's two facts that are really interesting. One, people that, and this is in a kind of a broader discussion he's doing about, should leaders study trauma and its effect on people and how you mitigate that, how you deal with it, how you help with that? Should we do that? The answer clearly is yes, but I'll get to that. First piece of data is this. People that join the military are 50% more likely to have trauma in their lives than people who do not. Right? Pretty interesting fact. People who join the military are 50% more likely to have trauma in their lives than people who do not. Right. Probably an important thing to know, but most of us didn't. I would say nobody knows that. The next thing is, if you have traumatic childhood events, right, and I think it's two or three, right, statistics show that your life will be filled with hardship and difficulty because of the lasting impact of those things. And except there's one statistical category that defies that. And this is what Mike said. So he'd talked about the other quote. So he's talking about the other quote, and then boom, he bombs this out. If you have more than two traumatic events in your childhood, and I'm sitting there watching him going, whoa, he said, and I can't remember the percentage, but you are more than likely going to live a life full of difficulty, a life full of bad decisions, and further trauma because of that trauma early in your life. But there's one category that defies that, that contradicts that, and that is males with military service in the all-volunteer force. And I was like, oh, man, where'd that come from? And we were laughing later, and he said, no, you know, with his traumatic brain injury, like, it's like a whole series of, like, bingo balls floating around in there. He said, why that came to me, I have no idea. But it was awesome. But honestly, I like I said earlier, I give Mike a tough time. About everything. His garage. In fact, he got home and he's working on his garage. He's got more cabinets hung, so we'll get an update on that. But, after being with him, now we've done this thing, you know, for 2 weeks, three times a day, two times a day. So, I mean, we've done it together 20-something times. And you see the way he has to prepare and has to focus. And I had no idea. And I have nothing but admiration, probably more admiration than I had for him before, for the way he fights it. Because I will tell you what, you can tell, I think when we do this, that this is, you know, there's no other place he and I would rather be. And I'll quote Mike, there's no other place I would rather be today than here with you talking about this, right? This is my purpose, right? You know, this is my purpose. And so it's an awesome thing, but I'll tell you, it's eye-opening. And, you know, one of the things that I did between the first and performance of with the second Marine Division and the second one we've done for a week is, you know, I wrote a script for this. And it's a PowerPoint document, and it's got if you're a Marine officer and you're normally pretty slick at PowerPoint, you cannot get away from PowerPoint in the Marine Corps. So what I did was I built a grid in a portrait sheet of paper in PowerPoint, and it breaks the page up into 9 boxes. And at the top of every box is a picture of the slide, and then beneath it is the bullets that we use for that slide. And it's a 3-hour presentation. The script is 19 pages, but it helps us both to do it the same way every time. And then he and I were talking about, like, how the hell do you think you'd do something like this with all the content without a script? But the way Mike prepares, the way he takes notes, and it's an eye opener. Because you can hear somebody talk about it, but until you watch it, and, you know, I don't think you know what they deal with on a regular basis. A very, very interesting part of the week. But I just, the other thing I want to do is I want to thank General Mullins for the invitation. I want to thank he and General Pasagian for their kind words and introducing post-traumatic winning every time we did it. I want to thank Colonel John Atkinson, who works for General Mullins, and all the hard work he put into it. And then mostly the Marines, the sailors, the civilians, and everybody who showed up, the spouses that showed up, because we're going back, in the not too distant future to do it again. So it was very exciting. Going to do it at the Commanders Conference here in May, which is a big deal. All the lieutenant colonels and colonels that'll command in the Marine Corps. Go to Quantico for a couple weeks, and we'll do it there for them and their spouses. So that's exciting. And then also probably going to do it again down in Quantico when I go back to Quantico or D.C. here in the next couple weeks. So I just want to thank everybody who showed up for their kind words, their critical words, and just being a part of All Marine Radio. And I just want to encourage them, if they're listening today, right, you now have a piece of this, right? You now know the truth. You can help other people with it. And that's what makes post-traumatic winning different from other things that you hear, right? Right. We want you to be a disciple of it, of the truth that our culture knows. And we want you to help us export it and change the lives of as many people that we can change to touch their lives for the better, to make them better, to make our communities better, families better, and ultimately the country better. So it was awesome. All right. With all that said, Chris Drake coming up at the top of the hour. The United States Marine Corps band makes it official. Good to be home. Good to be back on. Good morning to you. this is not hard. This is dedicated to the Marines who came last week, their spouses who came last week, and to their leadership who brought us there. Thank you very much for doing that. It was an absolute honor to be with you all. God bless you, and this is dedicated to you.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah. He goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
win. We're winning, by the way. I shit you not, man. We're winning, and I'm not going to lie to you. It's exciting. Yeah, there's no doubt. The power of post-traumatic winning? Amazing. The stuff people walk up and tell you, a lot of it I wouldn't share over the radio, but, you know, the things that they've been through in life and that they've never talked about, and all of a sudden you're telling them, you got to talk. It's awesome. Anyway, cloudy in 58 in Quantico already. Whoa, 58 degrees early in the day. It is cloudy in 70 at Camp Lejeune, so East Coast hitting spring. Cloudy in 61 in Granbury, Texas. Sunny in 46 in California, 29 Palms. What the hell, man? Sunny in 44 at Camp Pendleton. Okinawa, Japan. Dark cloudy in 69 degrees, so warming up in the Western Pacific. In the Helmand Province, where ISIS has been officially defeated, in the city of Ramadi, late in the day, a beautiful day. Cloudy in 66 in Ramadi, which would be very pleasant over there. In the Helmand province of Afghanistan, it is dark, cloudy, and 73 degrees. At the home of All Marine Radio, it is sunny and 52 degrees. Looking for a high of 71 degrees, 70 tomorrow and 67 on Wednesday. So that is a look at your weather. When we come back, we'll check some news headlines. Bob Mueller got his investigation done, and he found no collusion. What's everybody gonna do now? They're gonna say Mueller's a liar, huh? Are we gonna move on? Well, Mac, don't be stupid. We can't move on. What do we do? It's been an industry for the last 2 years. And what about guys like James Comey? Where's James Comey now? Right. So interesting little fallout. Interesting little fallout. So we'll talk about that as we head towards the top of the hour, and a conversation about Marines and meditation. But I think I've already got a new name. I was saying in the class last week, we got to give it a new name, though, right? If we're going to do it. Like, if we say meditation, it's like, oh, here we go, right? Hey, Marine, what are you doing? Meditating, sir. What? But if you look at that Marine, you say, hey, Marine, what are you doing? Combat mind clearing, sir. Mine or mind? Mind, like in brain? Oh, okay, carry on. But I've got a better term for it. I'll share it with you. That was called a tease I just did. I'll share it with you after the break. Don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I want to walk you to a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and so be made. Of this heartbreak, I wanna drive fast till I break down in nowhere, so I can finally cry these tears when I reach there. I'll scream, yeah.
It is 7:40 here on a Monday morning, the 25th day of March. Baseball season going to get underway this week. Hard about that. I head back to Washington, D.C. on Wednesday to go to the Hillbet 100 Gala, is what they call it. And it honors the people they've named to their list as veterans who did something good in 2018. So excited to go do that. And, man, really the reason I'm going is to meet people and hopefully to expand the sphere of All Marine Radio and, more importantly, post-traumatic winning. And then the following week, go back to D.C. again and do a post-traumatic winning for a group that the wife of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff put together. So fired up about that. So Yeah, how about that? Boom. And then from there, I think I go down to Texas, and Mike and I head over to Waco, Texas, to something that a guy who's been on the program, James Ferguson, he's an artillery officer, and I got introduced to him by a friend of mine named Dan Robertson, who's a General Kelly's, not General Kelly's aide, General Kelly's PSD commander, Personal Security Detachment. But he used to like to, he said, well, I'm kind of like General Kelly's aide. And I used to tell him, don't say that. You're not an aide. You were not selected as an aide. You did not go through the rigorous screening process. So don't say that. And he would say, sir, look, I know I'm not an aide, but it helps people. I said, hey, don't go there, all right? But Dan's a great guy, and he's a Yankee fan, and, his dad would be a Yankee fan, and a former Marine passed away, I think, right after he got home in 2004, and, so we've been friends since, but Dan and Ferguson, Ferg, are good buddies, so he introduced me, and Ferg just received an award. For the Marine Corps, for it's called the Warrior Reunion Foundation, and they're doing an event in Waco, and I want to say for Lima Company, 3rd Battalion, 1st Marines, 20 Gold Star families, in addition to a whole lot of Marines getting together. So Mike and I'll, so I'll go from D.C., fly down to Granbury, and then go over to Mike and I'll drive over to Waco, which is a couple hours from Granbury. And do that, and then I think the two of us will fly to Camp Lejeune, and we'll spend, Michael spend about, I don't know, half the week, and I'll spend the whole week there speaking at different things. So, yeah, busy time. Armory Radio, boom! Talk about expeditionary, non-stop expeditionary operations, so. But, it was, so it's going to be fun, going to be exciting. The news, yeah, so Bob Mueller, like, now what do we do? So, according to reports, Mueller clears the president of any collusion, found no evidence of collusion with Russia, did not clear him of obstruction. In so many words, was not enough evidence to support any further activity relative to obstruction, blah, blah. But let me just tell you this. You look at the way Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, right, all behaved in their administrations, right? Administration of Obama and just Hillary Clinton as she was marauding through our culture. Anywho, yeah, how about that? You can tell I'm not a fan. But anyway, do they simply put their hands in their pockets? Do they simply put their hands in their pockets and whistle and say, okay, whatever you need, let me know? The answer to that is no. Acid washing hard drives, right? All that craziness, right? Her role in getting this fake shit out in the media. What was the purpose of that? I can tell you what it was. We all know what it was. So it was just fake. It was just bullshit. John McCain's role in it, that came up. That's been in the news the last week, right? So, anywho, now what? Now what? And I would say this, just like I said, I'm not Donald Trump's greatest supporter. I will give him high marks for these things. He does what he said he's gonna. He does what he says he's gonna do. Okay, I give him low marks for consistency and leadership, but he does what he says he's gonna do. And I said, much like Theodore Roosevelt when he built the Panama Canal. He did not wait for a whole lot of people to approve what the United States did then. If I was Donald Trump, and I looked at a Congress that was playing stupid games, I would find a way to build that. Now, I will say this. Articles were written last week about a leaked letter that the Commandant of the Marine Corps wrote about the readiness. The Marine Corps is under incredible financial pressure because of the hurricane at Camp Lejeune and the financial pressure that the billions of dollars that it will retake to build the facilities there, to include housing, the impact that is having all over the Marine Corps as the Marine Corps looks for money and as it looks for money to try to run those repairs. And now there's discussion that that not only will that be impact, but you're going to see units not go to taxes because it costs a ton of money to bring the units, their equipment, the Marines, all of that to the West Coast, right, to 29 Palms, where ultimately all that training gets done. So, and that's being further exacerbated by the money the president's yanking out of the DOD, budget. So I'm not a fan of all that, right? I am not a fan of all that mess. So I think the president's got to find a different way to fund his event, because when you're having, let me tell you, I don't know that I've ever heard that the Marine Corps, that the Marine Corps was canceling operational exercises that are fundamental to its readiness, like combined arms exercises, for something else. When you're cutting into muscle like that, that ain't right. That ain't right. So, anywho, what do we do now? What do we do now? What does the world do? What does the media do? All those people that said Trump was guilty, it's just a matter of how it would play out. You know, you've had networks like MSNBC, like CNN, that have just, for the last, almost since this thing first got leaked, and certainly since Mueller was appointed and Trump was elected, which was, he's been in office for 2 years now? Has it been 2 years? I guess it has. The entire time, that's all we've seen on TV. What are they going to do with all that content? Right? Wah, wah, wah. Yeah, exactly. So I guess we'll see. So I guess the focus now is on what the Attorney General will do, and will he release the whole report? You know, to me, what happens? So what happens if you don't release the whole report? It gets leaked. What happens if you do release it? All you do is there's going to be additional calls for investigation after investigation. The House will certainly go down that road because it's controlled by the Democrats, and this thing won't end. Should all of that investigation be made public? Well, I guess the Attorney General will decide that, what he thinks is in the best interest of the nation. So, William Barr, Watergate guy, man, as a young guy. So that in the news. We're going to talk, we'll talk Marine Corps stories and top five stories in early bird right now, something I haven't done in a week. So it'll all be new news, right? Maybe not. Maybe not. Here's the article that, this is the letter that the Commandant of the Marine Corps wrote, and last week, in case you didn't see it. Deployments to the U.S.-Mexican border straining Marine Corps, the Commandant warns. The March 18th memo, first reported by the Los Angeles Times, was addressed to Navy Secretary Richard Spencer as part of a lengthy request to seek funding relief for the Marine Corps. Right, so you can see where this is going. And I'll read you the memo because I have it. Let's see, from Commander of the Marine Corps to Secretary of the Navy. One, Mr. Secretary, I'm writing to seek your assistance in rectifying fiscal year 19 budget shortfalls, right? I told you that that the Marine Corps is getting killed, robbing all kinds of different accounts to pay for the hurricane damage. All right. As you know, Marine Corps faces fiscal challenges without precedent. The inability to reprogram money and the lack of supplemental assistance for Hurricane Florence damage is negatively impacting Marine Corps readiness. Fiscal year 19 was supposed to be a good year given the on-time enacted budget and higher top line. Those positive attributes are now overcome by the negative factors below, imposing unacceptable risks to the Marine Corps combat readiness and solvency. The decisions outlined in paragraphs 4 and 5 are difficult and likely to gain attention of both Congress and the press, but are nonetheless the types of hard decisions the Marine Corps must make to mitigate fiscal pressure in fiscal year 19. The following are the unplanned and unbudgeted factors now defining fiscal year 19. A. Hurricanes Florence and Michael. B. OMBB congressional mark just prior to the fiscal year that includes significant reductions apportioned to Marine Reserve funding for multiple unit activations in support of global force management. Okay, so reserve units did not get activated that would and funded that would have taken pressure off the operating forces, the active duty portion. C, unplanned, unbudgeted Southwest border operations, right? D, unplanned, unbudgeted dynamic force employment. E, Office of Secretary of Defense directed but unfunded force increase to Marine Rotational Force Darwin, which is the force down in Australia. So, Secretary of Defense directed, right, but unfunded, right, hurts. F, unplanned, unbudgeted congressional mandate for aqueous free-forming foam upgrade. G, unplanned, unbudget basic allowance for housing adjustments to privatized housing. E, now, what is that? Unplanned, unbudgeted BAH adjustments for privatized housing. So that means we're paying more in BAH to the people that get those contracts? So they got more revenue? Huh? H, unplanned, unbudgeted civilian pay raise. I, border security funding transfers, especially with respect to impacts on general transfer authority. 2, as I highlighted, so anyway, the comment goes on. I want to get to paragraphs 4 and 5. 4, we are in a challenging situation where we are not receiving the fiscal support necessary to address the critical situation in North Carolina as hurricane season approaches, compounded with an ability to move money around to address emergent year of execution must-pay bills primarily generated outside of the Marine Corps. The rapid acceleration of negative impacts throughout the rest of the Corps forecast in the enclosure is now manifesting in the following negative outcomes, which have been decisively canceled or reduced. Alaska Exercise Midnight Sun canceled and Exercise Northern Edge canceled. 2 MEF participation in ITX 3 TAC-19 canceled to include infantry battalion, 2 artillery batteries, a tank company, light armored reconnaissance company, combat engineer platoon, and a truck platoon. 2 MEF participation in Scotland Exercise Joint Warrior 119 canceled. Reduced maintenance expenditures for combat equipment during April in order to avoid $6 million in operating costs. Paragraph 5. Absent necessary leave, the rapid acceleration of negative impacts throughout the rest of the Marine Corps will continue to manifest in the following cancellations. Arctic Expeditionary Capabilities Exercise slated for ADAC. D-Scope Protray Mid, D-Scope Fleet Week, cancel Desert Scimitar, cancel 4x Dynamic Force Training. Right, Protray Mid is the program that the Marine Corps runs for NROTC people during the summer. Fleet Weeks, you all know of, right? Desert Scimitar is an exercise. C, D-Scope Talisman Saber, which is an exercise. Cancel Conquest 19, reduce participation in ITX 19. Cancel Desert Canopy. Cancel KMEP 19 TAC 3. D, cancel Indonesia platoon exercise. Cancel, ground equipment readiness funding will be scaled back 2 million, affecting material readiness. Cancel whole series. So you can see. And this is the last thing I'll read. I request your support in two key areas that would dramatically mitigate the entire situation. A, actively support a regular order of $217 million through OSD and with Congress. Your engagement with OSD and Congress to gain reception for regular order actions necessary to run the business of the Department of Defense outside of other political considerations would obviate nearly every single negative consequence listed above. B. Communicate to Congress our fiscal year hurricane shortfall. Your engagement to communicate our $849 million shortfall necessary in fiscal year 19 to address hurricane recovery will be instrumental in informing Congress as they negotiate a new emergency disaster relief supplemental. And finally, last paragraph, canceling or reducing key training events and exercises is not desired nor an easy decision, and one likely to draw the attention of Congress and the press. However, without outside fiscal assistance, these measures are required to mitigate our FY19 challenges. Greatly appreciate your support, blah, 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 R.B. Miller. Yeah, how about that? A little sobering, eh? Yeah, absolutely. So that probably is the top story from last week. Now, that is a little bit budgetary and not as sexy as a lot of things. However, when you're canceling taxes, that's a big deal. Two Fort Carson soldiers were killed in Afghanistan last week. Keep their families in your thoughts and prayers. They were killed in northern Afghanistan. Sergeant First Class Will Lindsay, 33. Specialist Joseph Collette, 29. Both died of wounds sustained during combat operations in Kunduz province in Afghanistan. Lindsay is a Green Beret, was assigned to 2nd Battalion 10th Special Forces Group. Collette is an EOD specialist from Lancaster, Ohio. There's another information on how they were actually killed. So, all the information that I've seen is just in combat operation. The fall of ISIS. We won't talk about today, but that's a big deal. That is a big deal. And congratulations to the first recruits with partial gender-integrated Marine Corps boot camp to earn the title. This is simply applying the OCS model to recruit training in Paris Island. Okay, and there's been much discussion about that. So General Glenn down there now and running things. So good luck to him. But this is nothing. This is nothing new. And so it goes. Top five stories in early bird. One, deployer get out policy may not have forced out any troops at all. Defense officials say no service members have been forced out of the ranks under the Pentagon's new deployer get out policy, but put in place last fall, despite comments from the acting defense secretary suggesting tens of thousands of service members were put out. What? Last week, Acting Secretary Patrick Shanahan, in testimony before the Senate Armed Service Committee, said roughly 21,000 fewer non-deployable service members were on the roll. At the time, the policy sent shockwaves. Pentagon spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Carla Gleason said that none of those individuals taken off the deployable list were pushed out of service and said the vast majority simply had their status updated, either because their health status improved or because they addressed bureaucratic issues like missing medical exams or fitness reports. Number two, Shanahan looks like he's over his skis to me, just on a personal note. U.S. allied Syrian forces declared victory over the Islamic State. So stand by for the Islamic State to do something stupid, to flex their muscle, and show that, in fact, they are not done. Number three, Shanahan ethics agreement released in wake of department investigation. So Patrick Shanahan, in the news for comments he made following the launch of an internal investigation into whether acting Secretary of Defense Pat Shanahan violated his ethics agreement to not involve himself in programs related to Boeing, the Pentagon has made public the details of how the former executive avoids a conflict of interest. His chief of staff, executive secretary, military assistants, and other assistants will screen all matters and determine if they involve Boeing. If so, assistants will, without telling Shanahan, redirect the issue to an alternate defense official who will act as appropriate. So there it is. It says, however, there is a loophole in a case a major decision must be made. If the alternate official, believes his participation in a particular matter is important, he or she will contact an agency ethics official via the DOD standards of conduct to determine whether I may be authorized to participate. So everything's waiverable, folks. Remember that. Four, defense industrial base considerations played a role in the F-15X decision. When it came time for the U.S. Defense Department to make a decision on which fourth-generation fighter to buy for the Air Force, industrial base considerations and not Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan helped tip the scale in favor of Boeing's F-15X, a senior defense official said. And fifth story is Pentagon identified the two Fort Collins soldiers killed in Afghanistan. So, again, Afghanistan's still in the news as peace talks continue and the country of Afghanistan not involved in those. Like, somebody explain how in God's name that makes sense to anybody. So we've been so effective, right? We've been so effective dealing in the region that you can see why they would want us involved negotiating and they would want us involved, right, and not want to be at the table themselves because we've been so effective over there. Anyway, all right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, you're going to hear from an interview about meditation. We talk about it in post-traumatic winning, and the reason it's important is the fact that it is deployable, and you've got to find ways to deal with the things that are inside your head. But we're changing the name, and you'll hear me talk about it, but I'll tell you what the name is, right? So everybody's heard of CrossFit, right? We're going to call it CrossMind. Hey, Marie, what are you doing? Cross my sir. Oh, didn't know that. Carry on. Yeah, cross mind. That's what we're going to call it. Meditation now, please refer to it as cross mind. I'll be outside. I'm going to go do cross mind. So, with that said, don't touch that dial. More Balmering Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.